You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
I am excited about our guest in studio. We have Steve Clark from Steve Clark Group at Keller Williams Realty West out in St. Charles County. Welcome, Steve.
Welcome. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Tammy, for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking your Sunday afternoon to spend it with us. That's a good way to spend it. You're usually at open houses by now.
Well, that is true. This is right in my wheelhouse for open houses right now.
Well, interesting because Tammy and I were at the awards banquet for the St. Charles County Association of Realtors, and you received one of their top awards. And when we heard it, we could see just the humility that you have and that you have in real estate. And you know, for somebody that's been really successful, we really, really wanted to get you on the show after we heard that award. So congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. It was flattering, and I was most honored. I really, at the end of the day, it was just quite an exciting evening, and I was humbled by the award.
Yeah, when your peer group recognizes you, it's I think that you seem like the type of person that doesn't do things in search of awards. You just are trying to do a great job for your clients. But when it gets recognized, it's nice to know that you're doing the right thing, mm-hmm. and people appreciate it.
Oh, you know, I was I guess you could say was knocked off my feet, because when you are recognized in front of several hundred realtors and with a board of a couple thousand members, I mean, it's more than flattering. It's just it's totally beyond expectation. Really.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, the theme of our show is Smart with Your Money, and part of being smart with your money, the largest investment most people make ends up being their house. And when it comes to your house and real estate and knowing how to buy right, knowing how to sell right, having a really experienced agent on the show that really knows the market, you have a lot of life experience and a lot of real estate experience. It's good stuff. I want to jump in and give us some of your background first, because most people didn't come out of college and go right into real estate. Usually there's some previous career. And I know that that's true with you. What'd you do in your first life?
Well, that's a good way to put it, in that there indeed was a first life. I was 30 years in retail sales, several positions, district sales manager and other positions for 30 years. And really, I guess that probably honed a lot of my desire to go into this in my second life, because it was totally something that was dependent on customer service and just putting the buyer or the seller or the customer first. And that is just an evolution into what I do now with real estate.
Just as a natural fit for you to go from what you did and what you're doing now, just helping people out.
It was. It was hand in glove, really. Mm-hmm. Everything is for a season, and that was for the 30-year season. so we're now in the second season, and much of what I did in that life really just transferred in, you know.
Yeah.
as an experienced business person, bringing that business knowledge to real estate, I think also was something that just allowed me to enjoy the success that I have had.
That's awesome.
In real estate.
That's great.
Well, and when you've gone beyond just work in retail where you were dealing directly with the public, moving to store management, to district management and beyond, that does take a business savvy to reach that level. So you learned a lot about business, you learned a lot about sales, you learned a lot about customer service. And you brought that into real estate, and you probably saw, are you somebody who was just always interested in houses and real estate?
Well, I was. I was and I am. You know, I had a real passion throughout my retail career for the real estate side. It was at that time, it was on the commercial side as well. But, you know, my passion with customers, and then when you combine that with my passion for real estate, it is just the most perfect fit that I can even imagine, to be quite honest.
Now, with working with Keller Williams, how amazing is that?
Well, that's more than amazing. You know, Keller Williams, you know, I guess the culture with Keller Williams is it was a perfect fit with me. You know, Keller Williams puts a great deal of focus on training. In fact, Two of the last 3 years, Keller Williams was named the number one training organization in the entire world by Training Magazine. And
that's not just the number one training out of real estate companies. That's the number one training company, period.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. And when I was making my decision, I looked at that and I said, you know what, this is key for me to be successful as I move forward, is to partner with a company that puts focus on customers, puts focus on customer service, mm-hmm. puts focus on training, so right. that you're an expert in providing the level of service that will ultimately drive your business, but most importantly, will satisfy all your customers' needs. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, when I look at the production list last year, and I look at it, if I sort it by company, and I see Keller Williams had 4 out of the top 5 spots for the top producing real estate offices in St. Louis. That's pretty impressive. And the Keller Williams Realty West, which is the St. Charles County office, I've been involved in that office and around it since its inception, all the way back to when it was, you know, out of the EDC, it was the Economic Development Center, when they first were trying to get chartered or trying to get their market center up and running. And it's been great watching the growth and becoming a top 5 office in the metro area. So you've aligned yourself with a great company that's worked on training, and you've even been you've actually been asked to be one of their trainers now, right?
I am. I'm very active in that office in training. I've got some areas that I've been able to achieve success in my business, real estate business, I've been asked to help in the coaching program. I specifically love open houses. I love working with buyers and sellers in open houses one-on-one, that's allowed me to take some of the things that we've had some success with and be able to take and coach and teach newer agents that's coming to Keller Williams on how you can be successful and how you can work with buyers and sellers effectively in that atmosphere.
I like it. And you were even asked to be on the Agent Leadership Council, which is a pretty big honor.
That is a big honor. You know, I just recently joined that. And the way Keller Williams works is we have 6 agents and our office that are responsible for the management of the office, the day-to-day operations. So to be able to bring my business background and be able to maybe apply some of those principles, and at the same time to be able to work with those other top agents is a thrill, and it's also something that I get a great deal of satisfaction out of within the market center.
Sure.
I like it. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Steve Clark from Steve Clark Group at Keller Williams Realty in St. Charles County. And Steve, I'm sure you do deals all over the place. And with your business savvy, you probably watch the numbers pretty closely. And when you look at the different stats out there around real estate, what are some of the things that jump out at you?
Well, you do. I do watch the numbers very closely. And, you know, to be a good real estate, to be a good realtor, one of the things that you need to do and that you must do to be effective is you need to be sensitive to what's happening in the market. Right now, you know, there's a real shortage of properties in the market. In fact, you know, I pulled a number this week for St. Charles County. With the number of the amount of inventory that's in the market right now, there's 2.81 months of supply in the market. What that number really means is that if we didn't have any new listings that came online and we sold every single property out there, 2.81 months from now, we would have 0 properties left to sell. Yet I guess you need to make that relative to something else. So when you compare it, I look at, say, just 2 years ago, 2015, at the same period, there was just under 6 months of inventory. So just about half the inventory in the market now as compared to the same period 2 years ago. You see that reflected in other areas. You see it like in the number of expired listings. There's, for the month of March, there's like only 48 expired listings in the entire county. And lo and behold, when you look at 2 years ago, it was double. There were 96 in the month of March 2015.
Well, when we look at why is it important on the number of months of inventory, because I remember Gary Keller saying that 6 months is kind of that breaking point, that if you're over 6 months of inventory on the market, now it's a buyer's market. If you're under 6 months of inventory, it's a seller's market. which proves it's, you know, there's not always just a good or bad real estate market, even though it's a great real estate market right now, but it's a seller's market.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you see?
Well, you know, I would go so far to say that there's an emergency right now in the inventory level in the market. I mean, if you are a seller and you were thinking about putting your house on the market, then I would say you should have put it on last week.
Right.
There's just not enough inventory to satisfy the demands of the buyers that are in the market right now. It's extremely low. Mm-hmm.
So there is an emergency in the market. I like that. And if you have time to stick around, I want to ask some more questions around that and find out what that emergency is and then what some of the solutions are for it too. We're visiting with Steve Clark from Steve Clark Group at Keller Williams Realty West. And Steve, I'm going to make sure all your information is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Look for Steve Clark on there. We're going to make sure it's really easy to reach out and contact you, because a lot of our listeners are going to want to get professional advice from somebody, and they're going to want to reach out and talk to you right away about it. So when we return, we're going to be touching on open houses and a secret to success you've had with open houses that have helped people sell their houses very, very quickly. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Glad to be here today.
And we're rejoined by Steve Clark from the Steve Clark Group at Keller Williams Realty West in St. Charles. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Doug and Tammy.
Appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us. Some good stuff. I think there's a lot of people out there listening that have been holding onto their house, waiting to sell, and not knowing when the right time was going to be. And do you think that now is the right time for somebody to sell?
Oh, indeed it is. You know, real estate traditionally goes in 7-year cycles. The last time we were at this point was back in the 2007-2008 time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are 7 to 8 years later, and it is safe to say that real estate is at a high level in terms of what it's selling for. And if it's not at its peak, it's certainly very close to it.
So good advice there. And one of the things that you seem to have specialized in at helping people sell their houses are open houses. That you do open houses differently than most agents. What's your secret sauce for open houses?
Well, first of all, I love open houses, you know, because it's a great opportunity for you as an agent to show and feature your house to all the buyers that are coming in. So you've got an audience that came there specifically because this house, in their mind, fit the criteria of what they were looking for.
That's right.
What a better audience could you have?
Right.
Okay, so that's the first point. Second point is, I approach open houses is that I want to use that opportunity to actually sell that house that day.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, I prepare for an open house as if that's going to happen. You know, the level of preparation I put into it is to make sure that I am 100% familiar with that property. I get to the property early. You'll never see me slide in at 5 till. I get there early. I walk the property. I research the property. I go through the disclosure. I walk the backyard. I try to learn every bit of knowledge that I can learn about that property so that when someone is coming in, I can be the real estate expert that will tell them what they need to know and what they would like to know if they were considering this house as their biggest purchase of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's my...
That's great advice.
That's my biggest secret sauce, if you want to call it.
Yeah, just preparation, which is really kind of old school outworking your competition, because you're right, a lot of agents, for one, aren't really there at the open house to sell the house that they're holding open in some cases, and you're really focused on that. The fact that you get there early, that shouldn't be a big deal, but it is a big deal because it's not that common.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that probably isn't, you know. But I feel that in order to be on your game, you need to be there, you need to be ready to go when the doors go open. And if I'm getting there a couple minutes before, then I'm not ready.
Right.
And it's important that you're ready to open the door and be able to show your featured property, because that is your responsibility to your seller.
Right.
That's why you're
That's
there.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, I know I definitely appreciate that. I didn't have such a great experience with one agent that didn't really get to know the property, and it just didn't sit well with me as the homeowner trying to sell the property. So I truly appreciate that. I appreciate what you do to go that extra mile to learn all about the property. It's important.
Yeah, level of professionalism, mm-hmm. it just shows a commitment of what you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
And your experience in retail, of 30 years in retail, you're probably very used to being face-to-face with the consumer, mm-hmm. And are just very comfortable with that situation.
Oh, actually, I love that. Yeah, I think that's the area that I like to be. I like to be able to look someone in the eye and ask them what their needs are. I like for them to be able to tell me and to share with me. That allows me to take notes and say, okay, how can I best help this individual?
Mm-hmm.
You can't always see that when you're talking to somebody on the phone.
That's right.
But when you're talking to them in person, you'll get a good feel for what they need and what their likes and their dislikes are. And
right.
that allows you to be most effective as an agent. And that really is what it comes down to. How can mm-hmm. you be effective getting the job done
mm-hmm.
to find the ideal property for them?
Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give for a homeowner that wants to sell when it comes to an open house? What would be a tip that you would give them?
Well, first of all, if they were going to sell for an open house, then the first thing I would do is make sure that they've committed to their agent that they're going to do the open house in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a last-minute person. get the commitment to them Monday or Tuesday of the week. Okay, I'm good to go. I'll prepare my house for the open house. Then that allows the agent to be prepared. It allows
right.
for he or she to market the property.
Get the signs out.
It allows them to get mm-hmm. the signs out, to be able to market it, to get the maximum possible number of individuals coming to the
there.
Open house.
Right.
So what are the ways that you get people into the house? Mm-hmm. Like, what are some of the different methods you use?
Well, I use all the media that I can. I mean, I'm very multifaceted. Certainly, we post on the MLS. That's
number one.
Probably the no-brainer. That's the first
right.
thing that we do. But we also use Facebook. We use our company intranet. We get our signs up early, and we get our signs up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't just put one sign. Let's get the multiples of signs out there so that you get the best possible message out. Okay, I will email other agents and make them aware that we are having the open house. I will also even knock on doors on occasion. I don't do it every time, but many times I will knock on doors around that open house, and I'll invite the neighbors. There is a National Association of Realtors number out there that says 1 out of 10
mm-hmm.
of a homeowners actually come from a friend or an acquaintance or a neighbor, knowing about the open house, inviting their friend to come, mm-hmm. and they ultimately end up being the one that buys their home.
Right.
You know, I always wondered what that stat was, because to be able to pick your next neighbor, it's a great thing. So making sure the neighbors know when a house is coming on the market, because by the time it hits the MLS, there may be offers before the neighbors even really give it a second thought these days. So I like that strategy.
You probably don't get too many chances to pick your neighbor.
No,
very true.
You don't.
Okay, and this is one opportunity that you do have. You can you get a chance. You can pick your neighbor with the house that went on the market across the street.
Great open house strategies. And in case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Steve Clark from the Steve Clark Group at Keller Williams Realty West. So, Steve, if you were advising a buyer in this market, what do they really need to know as a buyer right now?
Well, first of all, if you're in the market as a buyer, you need to be prepared to move and move quickly with speed. Okay, you need to have your pre-approval. You need to have your earnest money check ready to go. When you see a property, you need to be prepared to write on it then. You know, there's an old adage, I want to sleep on it. Well, you know, I hate to say it, but if you want to sleep on that property that you love and that you really believe that you're going to write on, you might not ever get the chance to sleep in it. because tomorrow that is likely under contract. So you need to be prepared to pull the switch when you see it and write that offer.
It's good advice.
And it's a big decision. Some people don't like to move quickly. And the ones that don't like to move quickly, they're going to be they're not going to find the right house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I realize that is the case, and you know, and sometimes that can be a little frustrating because people may not be prepared to move quickly. Unfortunately, the reality is with the market as we have, there's going to be multiple offers on many properties. With multiple offers, you're in a competition to get the property. So when you see it and you feel that this is the one, the reality of the market is you need to be prepared to write the offer or you're not going to get the home that you love. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, so you better write the offer very, very quickly. And do you see sellers negotiating very much on price at this point?
Well, you know, there again, you know, how we do business today is probably a little bit different than it's been done in the past. You know, and there certainly has been many times in our history in real estate where the premise would be, well, I can come in low, I can make an offer. I don't want to put my best offer out there initially. We can negotiate. Well, you know what? You better come forward with your best offer because if there's competition, somebody else will.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to have the flexibility to negotiate starting at a low number that you would have possibly in a different setting.
Mm-hmm. When we see some agents out there writing offers for their buyers, sometimes 5, 10, 15, I've even seen $30,000 over asking price. And they're inviting issues when they do that because the appraisal may not come in or things like that. And I know that you have some techniques that really probably aren't even going to talk about on the air, but ways for your buyers to be able to still be competitive on that property but not have to pay as much as what somebody else might if they're trying to take that other strategy. Is that correct?
Well, you know I do. I do have some areas that I've learned that work that will help get you your property. You know, I will say one thing, and it's really sort of a simple formula. If you're writing an offer on a property, you love that property, keep it simple. You know, make a mm-hmm. solid offer. Don't put a lot of exceptions. Don't ask for a lot of extra things. If you got a good firm price, and the listing agent doesn't have to explain too much to his seller about mm-hmm. what you want, he or she can simply come back and say, "This is a solid offer. It's at or near list price. Maybe it's a little bit above list price. They're offering a quick close, and they're really not asking for a lot otherwise."
Mm-hmm.
The seller will look at that and say, "That's a good offer. We should consider that."
Well, I think that's great advice. What do you think, Tim?
I agree with him 100%. And I think pre-approval. Get that pre-approval so that Steve can take you to your next house and write that contract with no contingencies.
Yeah, it's making sure that when you want to pull the trigger, that you can truly pull the trigger and you know that you can qualify for it. You know it's not over the price range mm-hmm. of what you can truly afford. And also, I'll say as a consumer, recognize the difference between approvability and affordability. Mm-hmm. Is make sure that even if you can get approved for a house, it may not be what you can afford. So make sure that you're being smart with your money. Steve, great wisdom. Really appreciate you coming in and sharing with us today. Any closing thoughts?
Well, you know what?
Give you a call, right?
Give me a call. You know, my phone number is 636-485-2087. I answer my phone.
So, I like it.
If you call and I don't get back to you right away, it was because I was talking to somebody else that was tremendously important as well. But I'll get back to you. And my email address is available on my website, so feel free to email me as well.
All right.
Perfect. So if they want to contact you directly, 636-485-2087. And also, if you go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, look for our blog post for Steve Clark. And you'll also be able to re-listen to this segment because there's going to be a lot of wisdom in this that you're going to want to pull out if you're thinking about selling your house anytime soon or if you're looking to buy a house. And if you're in that situation, reach out to Steve Clark right away. So, Steve, thanks again for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So remember that becoming smart with your money is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., subscribing to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, or by listening to our podcast, Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman. See you next week.